lament, guidance, and hope. Sometimes it's really difficult to follow directions. And I don't mean the directions like, you know, stereo instructions or how to turn on the cruise control in your car after you haven't driven for so long. That never happens to me. No. Everyone seems to give you directions or advice, and it seems impossible to get everything right. This regular life directions. You know, we make mistake after mistake after mistake. Some people are convinced that the directions that they are receiving are just a conspiracy rather than good sound advice. You know, following God can get difficult. It can be frustrating, especially when we keep making mistakes and feel that there's no use in even trying. Instead, we may throw up our arms and just give up. Or we could do what some people following God, while making mistakes over and over again, did. Pray. Create art. Write a song. A psalm. One that expresses sadness and sorrow and also asks for God's guidance. See, a lament, a song, or a poem, or other kind of art that expresses grief, sorrow, anger, stress, and regret, that's something you could do. A lament can have hope in it, too. Hope for something better. There are places in the Bible that are filled with laments. Lamentations. Go figure. Lament. Lamentations. Ecclesiastes. Job. Jeremiah. And the Psalms all contain lots of laments. I want to look at a few from the songbook of the Bible, the Psalms. First, we had today's Psalm 31, 1 to 5. Or how about Psalm 51, 1 to 4, 10 to 12? It says this: Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me, clean me from my guilt. Purify me in my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and renew a right spirit in me. Or how about Psalm 73? Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet still I belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. Lead me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Some lament, some hope for guidance, some hope. If you were going to write a psalm of lament, guidance, and hope, what would you put in it these days? Here's what I did. I've been in my home for what seems like years, God, and I'm grateful to have a home. I just want to be able to go out to church, to a concert, to go dancing, or even to a restaurant. It's hard to be grateful for what you have when so many things are different. Some people have been living in isolation like this for much longer than any have during pandemic. Why do you let such awful things happen, God? I want to ask for guidance, but I don't know if I like the answer. And here I am, asking. I sure hope things get better. You know, in each of the Psalms, including the one that I just said there, the writer asks for God's guidance. But all through asking for guidance, the writer also acknowledges how imperfect they are. They don't come to God with everything together. Instead, they come to God just as they are, flawed and in need of guidance. God's guidance, God's revelation. It isn't something that comes to us because we demand it or because we tell God what we think should happen. It comes from us asking God what God wants us to do. And we don't have to have everything figured out to ask for God's guidance. We can just ask just as we are. We can be here in this space in solidarity with one another, in solidarity with all of humanity. Kind of like what I said last week, being in solidarity, wishing goodness, doesn't mean that we hope others can get away with doing harm. It means wishing true goodness, solidarity. I am with you. The writer of Psalm 31 can be in solidarity with the writer who says to God, "You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me. For you are my refuge." Amen.